So we've got our verse today. It's about Lord Chaitanya childhood pastimes from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And we're on the Ajalila, chapter 14, text 7 through to 9. And it's really nice that I've been given such a beautiful verse that even a toddler can understand the verse. So what I'll do is I'll just read the translations for text 7 and 8. And then the main verse is verse 9, which I don't think we actually have on the board, do we? No, we have text 7 on the board. Okay, the purport's actually on text 9. Okay. When the Lord tried to walk in his small footprints, the specific markings of Lord Vishnu were visible, namely the flag, thunderbolt, conchal disc, and fish. Seeing all of these markings, neither his father nor his mother can understand whose footprints they were. Thus struck with wonder, they would not understand how these markings could be possibly in their home. So the main text for today. Has anybody got the main translation in front of them? No? Okay. Text 9 is, Jagannath Misra said, certainly, child Krishna is with the Sanglas Shila. Taking his childhood form, he is playing within the room. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Srila Prabhupada. Okay, so, because I don't think anybody's got the verse 9 with them. Have anybody got the verse 9 with them, in front of them? Verse 9. Would like to read the, anybody know the Sanskrit? Would like to read it for verse 9? No? Okay. We'll just carry on then. The purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. When the Sri Langasila, or form of the log, is engraved in wood, stone, or any other element, it is to be understood that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is there. Even logically, we can understand that all material elements are expansions of the energy of the Lord. Since the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is none different from his personal body, the Lord is always present in his energy, and he manifests himself on account of the ardent desire of the devotee. Since the Lord is the Supreme Powerful, it is logical that he can manifest himself in his energy. The day to worship or worship of the Silagram Sila is not idle worship. The deity of the Lord in the house of the pure devotee can act exactly as he can in his original transcendental personality. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadas Sri Asti Gopagna Vinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Jagannath Misra said, certainly child Krishna is with the Silagram Sila. Taking his childhood form, he is playing within his room. And we sort of see here, don't we? There's a little bit of confusion as to who he is, his personality. It's quite a nice little verse. It's one that many, many years ago, before I came into devotional circles, I'd have really struggled with this, very much so. If you come from a Christian background, then what you're describing here is some form of idol worship, and the Bible strictly talks against idol worship. You know, do not have false idols in front of you. In other religions, you're not even allowed to use the name of God. Yeah, not even allowed to use the name Krishna. Yahweh, any form of name of God you're not allowed to give. It's sort of an offence. So what I thought I'd do is I'd actually firstly talk about how I managed to reconcile my Christian upbringing with deity worship. And then we actually have two appearance days today, don't we? Anybody remember who they are? Jeeves Goswami, yeah. Now, I must apologise. I had it all written down on my tablet, and my tablet has decided that it doesn't want to work. So, as with Maha Mantra earlier on last month, and I said, I'd better go and get a new tablet, and it didn't actually do it. So I come from this particular background where we're actually taught about idol worship and not to actually have idols at all. So if I came across a devotee, especially ones that danced in front of the deities, well, this was devil worship definitely. Yeah. And I don't know whether or not those on Sankirtan have actually ever come across that when they've been going around, sort of the ardent, sort of Christian. Yeah. Sweet. I'm sort of smiling here. But there's an interesting biblical passage that for many, many, many years really caused me a lot of problems and took a long time to really understand. Do you want to hear that verse? It's from the book of Numbers 21, 6 through to 9. And the Lord, okay, Krishna, yeah, sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and much people of Israel died. Therefore, the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord, and against thee, pray unto the Lord, and he can take away the serpent from us. And Moses prays for the people. And the Lord said unto Moses, make thee a fiery serpent, and set it upon a pole. And it shall come to pass that everyone that is bitten, then look upon it, shall live. And Moses made the serpent of brass, and put it upon a pole. And it came to pass that if the serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived. Anybody here see why I had a problem? Anybody want to hazard a guess? As indoctrinated into what? What do we see here? Because they were ordered by Krishna, by the Lord, because they were getting bitten. They were actually in the wilderness, basically. They had certain instructions and they kept on ignoring them. Okay? This is disciple-guru relationships, you know, so playing out in the Bible. So you have the spiritual master Moses, who can actually speak directly to Krishna. Okay? Anybody here think that the spiritual master can't speak directly to Krishna? Anybody have any doubts on that one? No? Our spiritual masters can talk directly to Krishna? Yeah? Daily basis? Every day? No problems? Yeah? Okay? So Moses is in direct contact with Krishna and is having a confab. This is what you have to do. So he is saying to his disciples, this is what you have to do. Okay, what's the duty of the disciple? Follow the orders of the spiritual master, isn't it? So it's very basic stuff, isn't it? So Moses is the guru, and the disciples kept on ignoring his advice. So they sort of kept on doing their own thing, yeah? And we see this all the time, don't we, when, you know, sort of the disciples get a little bit rebellious, don't they? You know, I know better, yeah, you know, so I'm going to ignore that bit of instruction. So they're getting bitten by snakes. And they're all dying. Could you imagine getting bitten by a snake? You know, sort of all your relatives are getting bitten by snakes. So what's the advice? So he goes to Krishna and he goes, look, we're getting bitten by snakes. What's going on here? Right. And what advice is he given? Build a serpent out of brass. Now, I actually imagine that serpent, because he was ordered to build a really fearsome serpent. Can we think of a fearsome serpent from the Srimad Bhagavatam? Because Krishna had his pastimes, didn't he? Yeah. So I actually imagine that they actually build a serpent thus looking like that. Can you imagine anything more fiercer than that? But the benediction was that if you looked with what did you have to look with? You had to believe that the moment I looked upon that serpent, I was immediately saved. Yeah? Immediately saved. Okay. Now, I was pondering this, because we're actually having worship of an idol. Anybody would dispute that? There's no dispute, is there, that it's definitely worship of an idol. So you've got to question then why there's a problem with worshipping Krishna directly. Anybody see a problem with that? Seems the most logical step, doesn't it? But there's certain things that we have to bear in mind when we come to worshipping Krishna. Our approach has to be that we understand who he is. Yeah? When we bring people to us, what do they see? They see what? Oh, what's it made out of? Yeah. Oh, it's made out of, you know, marble, or it's made out of brass, or it's made out of wood. You know, so, and they get asphyxiated with what? What's it made out of? What are we getting told here? We're getting told that actually it doesn't matter what it's made out of. Because if it's in the form of Sri Krishna, then it is Sri Krishna. Yeah? When we look at Srila Prabhupada there on the Vyasa stand, what are we seeing? Are we seeing something that's made out of a material? Or are we seeing Srila Prabhupada? When we come into the temple room and we give a bandavit, are we thinking that we're just giving bandavits to something that's just been made, cast? Well, this is what we're meant to do. Or are we actually seeing Srila Prabhupada? Are we actually saying to Srila Prabhupada, how can I serve you today? And then when we come to see the forms of the deities, are we asking them for the greatest benediction ever? Okay? Because again, if you come from certain backgrounds, you're taught that Krishna, God, is your provider of all material things. You know, there's the great song, isn't it? Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? You know, and it goes on, oh, Lord, won't you buy me a 4K digital TV? 50 inches would be great. Nikon digital stereo. Sky Plus, Q, I think it's Sky Q now, isn't it? Or something like that. Yeah, yeah. You know, so, right. Greatest benediction is, oh, Sri Krishna, how can I serve you today and every day? Please inspire me to service. And I want to, again, you know, because so, I said I'd mention just a little bit about the appearance, the disappearance of Sri Jiva Goswami. And again, because we're talking about Lord Chaitanya's childhood pastimes, I want to just read this little small passage. Appearing as the nephew of Sri Rupa and Sanatan Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami displayed all the charming features of the Mahapurusha, divine person. He had lotus eyes, a high nose and forehead, broad chest, long arms, and a raging golden body. In his boyhood, he made a deity of Krishna Balaram. Expressing his pure devotion, he would often cry while worshipping them. After offering clothes, chanda, flowers, ornaments, and tasty sweets to Krishna Balaram, He would take some and give Mahaprasadam to his playmates. From the beginning, Jiva showed his kindness to other Jivas. Jiva was also much attracted to Krishna Balaram, that at bedtime he would embrace the deities and fall asleep. His parents thought he was only playing, but the villagers rejoiced to see Jiva's love of Krishna Balaram. Isn't that beautiful? Because we see here, don't we, that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we see here, again, the childhood pastimes of Krishna. And again, he's showing all the signs, but what are the parents thinking? This can't be my boy. And we see here that the parents of Sri Jiva Goswami, again, are looking at these childhood pastimes and what they're thinking. It's just a childhood pastime, isn't it? It's just a child playing with a doll. Yeah. It's very easy to misinterpret, isn't it? Very easy to misinterpret what you're actually looking at. But those with the higher knowledge, the higher taste, were looking on at this and actually understood. Why? Because when they saw the little Krishna Bharan deities that he'd made, what were they looking at? They weren't looking at the material saying, oh, didn't he do well, you know, so the way that he's just managed to carve this wood into this particular form, you know, so isn't he a very talented young child? Yeah. What are they saying? The villagers are looking and saying, this child is worshipping Krishna. Right? His attachment to Krishna was so much that where did he take Krishna when it came to sleep time? As a child, you can break all the laws and principles. This is one of the great benedictions of being a child, isn't it? That you can do things that as an adult you can't really do. Yeah. So what does he do? He takes them to bed with him. Yeah. Parents thinking, oh, well, it's nice. It's a little comfort blanket, you know, like a little comfort blanket type thing, you know. We see that with children, don't we? Yeah. They have the little comfort blanket or the little doll or the little something that they always, you know, right? Yeah. The nightmare of parents when they've gone away and they've left the child's little toy at a friend's house and it's 50 miles away and you have to drive the 50 miles to go and pick it up to take it back to the child before they sleep. Yeah. How many parents have had that experience? No. Very quiet, aren't we? Wow. For a minute, the datas were opening. Yeah. But again, this is what the parents were looking at, weren't they? They were sort of looking and they were imposing apparent affection for their child. But those of great saintliness were actually looking upon this and were actually understanding what was going on and what happened. Jai Shri Radhika Kulananda, Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman, Shri Shri Gaunitai, Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Because in the end, he wrote an astounding 500,000 Sanskrit verses. Right? And they've estimated that to be approximately 25 books. And his books prove that Sri Chaitanya's philosophy is the essence of Vedic wisdom and the perfection of religion. Okay? And he also established the truth of Srimad Bhagavatam. How many people have managed to read Srimad Bhagavatam? Amazing, isn't it? Yeah. If you've read it once, you have to read it twice, three times, four times. Every time you come to read it, you suddenly realize that you've not read it. It's quite amazing, isn't it? You know, so my Guru Maharaj always reminds me that reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, is always ever fresh, ever new. So, in fact, in many ways, I'm here today because of one particular devotee. He's not here, actually. I don't know why he's not here. Deepak Prabhu. Because every time he comes, he goes to Radha Kakulananda. And he's not looking at Radha Kakulananda as something that somebody's made up in the shed, you know, sort of, you know, using a bit of marble and a little bit of head knowledge. You know, so he just sees Krishna and Radha. So every time he comes, he says, please bring Dhirabhata to the manor so he can give class, please. So I'm sat at Barrage South and get a text, can you go and come and give class? So what to do? You know, yeah, you have to fulfill the desires of the devotees, don't you? Plus, he was upset that I might be missing out and seeing Radha Kakulananda. This is the greatest benediction, isn't it? You get to see Radha Kakulananda. Okay. But again, this also gives the importance of having deities at home. How many people or grihasthas live at home? Yeah. Okay. How many of you have deities at home? Excellent. What are they? It's important, we see the importance of having deities at home. Where should the deities be in our homes? Which room? When we come to the temple, where are the deities in the temple? The most prominent room, yeah. Where's the most prominent room in the house? The living room. Okay. What do we normally find in the living room? The TV set. Yeah. One of the people I work with, he's very impressed with his new TV. He's got this huge, it's bigger than the room. It's like 55 inches, something like that. It's giant. The people on there are actually bigger than me. You know? It's like, oh my goodness gracious me. It's far nicer to go into a house when the first room that you come to, the main living room, is the deities. Yeah, isn't that the greatest, you know, to go into a house and rather than getting confronted by this huge plastic monstrosity with rubbish on it, to go and actually take darshan of the beautiful deities? Yeah. And the nice thing about that is, unlike the temple, you can do things like directly offer them water. How many have home deities directly offer water? Do you make sure that you change it every time that you go to see them? What about a flower? You can actually directly offer a flower as well. Yeah. How are you approaching that? Is it just I've done it? Right, go to the room that's got the telly in it, you know, because my program's about to start. I've seen this happen, yeah. I don't know why I'm not managing to do my rounds. You know, well, you've just watched a Bollywood program for the last 2 hours, you know. In 2 hours you could have been sat doing something a bit more productive. It's very strict here at the temple as well, isn't it? You know, so only certain people can cook for the deities. Has to be cooked in a certain way. It has to be presented in a certain way. Nice thing about having deities is at home is that you get to do the cooking. Okay? Big responsibility comes for cooking for the deities. Okay? Don't take it lightly. It's not today I fancy a bit of pizza. Right? Yeah? Today I fancy some veggie burgers. Well, I'll knock some up, you know, so Christian can have it because that's what I want. Okay? Yeah. Yeah. And then you cursory offer it, you know, because you don't want it to go cold. Quickly offer. Don't want it to go cold because, you know, so there's a, there you go, you've had it, you know, so I don't know. Right? We have to really think about this because we have to be approaching this in such a way that we're showing love, isn't it? If we invite somebody to our house, how many people have people over regularly to the house? Only me? Come to Wales. Come visit me. I'll make you some prasadam. You have the most honoured guest in your home. You invited them to your house, okay? They've manifest in your home, okay? I've Gornidai deities, and they were actually made from me by a Prabhupada disciple, and he presented them with a really huge smile. He was so happy for me to have these beautiful Gornidai deities. He forgot to tell me that there was responsibility with the deities. Yeah. Invite them into your home. But what a blessing. What a blessing. So when you go shopping, what you're thinking, what am I going to buy Krishna today? Yeah? What am I going to buy him today? What would he like? So what you're doing, you're looking at the fruit, you're looking at the veg, you're looking at the quality. Yeah? What's the quality? Is it good quality? I don't want it to be going off. I want it to be just right. Yeah? You're taking it home, and then what you're doing when you get it home? Right? You're preparing. Yeah? How do I prepare this nicely? What's the best way to cook it? Is it frying it? Is it boiling it? Is it oven cooked? Is it... Yeah, so you're thinking about all the time. Curtain or a class. Put a class on. Yeah? Sitting there, you're actually listening to a lovely curtain, lovely class. And your mind's already thinking of Krishna, constantly. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Yeah? Then offering it nicely, okay? And then drag as many friends as you can to come and join in. That's the greatest fun. My little Gornidai deities, they get to have days out as well. Yeah. Sri Sri Radha Kakulananda, if you want to come and see Radha Kakulananda, you have to come to them. My deities go on tour. Yeah? So they go to the schools, they go to the community centres, and they come with me. And again, we look at the way that people see deities. And I can remember one time, it was the first time I worked with Bridgend people first, okay? And so I got asked, you know, can you do a presentation, you know, some have you. So I said, yeah, no problem. So I told Gornidai that we're going out for the day, got them all nicely ready, got their little carrier bag ready, you know, so got the prasadam ready, you know, everything's ready. And the first person I met turned around and said, look, as I'm going through the door, I'm not going to enjoy this. I don't want to see these whatever you've brought. I don't want anything to do with it because you're a devil worshipper. And I thought to myself, well, that was me about 6 or 7 years ago. So, you know, I'm just getting a little bit of the karma back. You know, yeah. Yeah. You know, so my nastiness is coming back to me. So what to do? I said, look, okay, no problem. I said, you know, you're free to do what you want. Okay. No problem. So I set the deities up, made sure everything was all nicely done, what have you. And what I do is I actually then cover the deities and get everybody to shout Gauranga before revealing them three times. Yeah. And I tell them that they have to say it rather loud. You know, so, and they go, Gauranga. No, it's not loud enough. Gauranga. No, it's got to be louder than that. Gauranga, yes. You know, there we go. There's the deities. And then as it goes on, I actually get them to present a candle to the deities. Okay? Okay, offer a candle. So we had a student, two student police officers there at the time. So I thought, well, I'll engage them in some service so they can light the candles. I got the student police officers to light the candle. The first person to offer the candle, amazingly enough, was the person that confronted me on the door and said that she was going to have nothing to do with the deities. And Goni Tai just had the most amazing smile. They were laughing. They were having a whale of a time, yeah? If you treat your deities not like they're a piece of something, but you treat them like a person, you get the reciprocation. And you could see that as she was reciprocating with the deities, the deities were reciprocating back, and her joy was increasing and increasing and increasing. So much so that when it came to me putting the deities away to take back home, she was crying. And then she begged me, please don't tell my dad, it's the local minister. So perceptions can change. But reciprocation has to be there. We have to have the right vision. Okay? And it can happen instantaneously. And we see that, don't we, sometimes when we bring school groups into the temple room, or new people to Krishna consciousness into the temple room, and the first time they actually see Goni Tai and Radhika Kulananda here. And what's the first thing? They immediately get it. They're immediately captivated, they're immediately in love. Yeah. When you have deities at home, when they first arrive at your home and you actually put them in the temple room, yeah? So you have a temple room in your home, right? What was one of Srila Prabhupada's earliest memories? Well documented. Seeing his dad doing puja. And it impressed upon his mind how beautiful that was. So he wanted to make sure that the devotees understood the joy of doing puja. Okay? And again, this is something that you can do at home. If you're unsure, just grab one of these lovely devotees and invite them to your home and then ask them to show you how to do puja. They'll be more than happy, yeah? More than happy. Yeah? Yeah? How long does it take to do a little puja to your deities? Do you know most TV adverts now are actually longer than it takes to do a puja? So you can sit there getting told what handbags, what sofas, what cars, what makeup you require in order to gratify your senses. Or you can gratify your senses directly by doing a small puja to your deities. Yeah? And then, you know, what you find is that it goes on a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more, and then an hour later you're still at it because there's so much joy. Yeah. Get the madanga. Get the cartels. Get the harmonium. Yeah. want to make use of your time. This is great use of your time. Yeah. And then what you need to do is you need to come to the temple and be a pest. Okay? How many people want to come to the temple and be a pest? Please, please, please engage me more. Please, 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 can I come and help you, you know, sort of cut the vegetables up for the deities? Well, you need to get qualified first. Please, please, please make me qualified so I can cut the vegetables up for the deities. Yeah. Please make me qualified so I can go and clean the dishes. Okay. Please, can I come at 4? No, it's actually 3:30 in the morning, isn't it? You start the Mongol Archie transfer, isn't it? It's still 3:30, isn't it? Yeah, 3:30 in the morning. Can I come at 3:30 in the morning, please? Jai. Best service ever, 3:30 in the morning. It's well worth getting up for. Yeah? Come to the temple. And actually, sort of, you know, become a pest. Please, please show me how to do this. Please show me how to become temple clean. Please show me how to put the tikka on. Please show me how to put the dhoti, how to put the kirtan on. Yeah? So we should become a pest to the devotees, actually getting them to show us more and more and more how to do devotional service. Okay? The early disciples of Srila Prabhupada didn't sit there going, well, you know, I'm here. I made it. It's New Year's Day and I'm not hungover. I've come to the temple. What more do you want? Right? What were they doing? Prabhupada, please show me. Prabhupada, please show me. Them early disciples were thirsty for knowledge and thirsty to learn. Yeah? And then what did they do with the learning? Oh, I've done it now. Tick that box. Yeah, I've done it. I can move on. Don't have to do it now. No, what do we find? That they're still so enthusiastic about doing service. Yeah? Prabhu, do you mind? Yeah, they're there, aren't they? Lifetime of devotion. Isn't it? Lifetime of devotion. And those that live at home, what do we find when we go into the homes? Beautiful day it is. And what are they doing daily? Caring for their most honored guest. And we have we also have the appearance day, don't we, of Jagadas Bhatta. And his parents, again, you know, so this is the importance of parents, because again, his mother and father were devoted Vishnu Bhaktas. So does that mean that they went once a month on a Sunday only? Well, it's the big festival, so we go once a year. It says that they were actually Vishnu Bhaktas. They were actually every single day. What do you see every single day? Them worshipping Vishnu. Right? And then after his parents had passed away, he came to the banks of the Ganges. And actually he took shelter of, what, the lotus feet of Lord Jagannath. And eventually actually then established a temple. You can still go to the temple. Yeah? And actually the staff that he carried the deities to the temple place is still there, so you can still see it. So from the parents actually showing and demonstrating in their everyday life, meant that the child took to Krishna consciousness, and then what did he do? Opened a temple. Okay? How many parents here would like their child to open a temple? Yeah? Yeah? If every single child of every single parent went out and opened a temple, we would have a temple in every town, village, country in the world. Yeah? What was Prabhupada's request? What's Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's request? Every town and village. Every town and village. It starts with understanding who the deities are. And it's interesting, Prabhupada mentions one particular book, and I've actually read it, and it's about there's a lull in the Bible. Actually, it doesn't actually say what Jesus was up to. And Prabhupada mentions this one book. Do you know what Jesus was doing? Anybody want to take a guess? Jai! He was actually at the Jagannath Temple. It's all documented. Actually, you sort of read the actual book that Prabhupada actually, and I think it's the Aquinian. I can't remember the actual verse. The actual book itself, the actual name of the book. Anybody wants, I can actually then sort of send it to them. But actually, it actually goes on about this hidden pastime of Jesus. And again, you know, it's quite interesting to actually sort of see that he actually was a Jagannath devotee. But then when you look at his teachings, it's not surprising, because what do we see? We see Vaishnava teachings. Anybody think that there are not Vaishnava teachings? The Vaishnava teachings. However, it's basic Vaishnava teachings, isn't it? Because there's no deity worship. So you can have either the basics, or you can have the real thing. So this is the importance of Sankirtan, isn't it? The importance of Sankirtan is that we're actually going out and what we're doing. We're sharing the holy names of Krishna. We're given the opportunity to get a book and to read the book. And what does the book tell them? It tells them about the form of Krishna. It then tells you how to worship Krishna nicely. Then you get the opportunity to come to the temple and do what? Devotional service and go out on Sankirtan. So we've got a whole new year. We've got a whole year of worshipping Krishna and doing Sankirtan. Can anybody think of anything more perfect to spend the year? So what I'll do is I'll just finish here, and I shall open it up to any sort of questions, corrections, or thoughts.